Trump's 340B proposal puts patients over criminals and big hospital profits. By Americans for Limited Government, sponsored, on August 1, 2026. The following content is sponsored by Americans for Limited Government. For years, Washington let a critical federal health care program morph into something Congress never intended. What began as a lifeline for vulnerable patients has slowly become a multi-billion dollar windfall for powerful hospitals. With too little transparency, too little accountability, and far too many opportunities for abuse. Politicians ignored the warning signs for far too long. President Donald Trump is finally doing something about it. This week, the Trump administration unveiled a pilot program to modernize the 340B drug pricing program, a common-sense reform that replaces automatic upfront discounts for hospitals with a rebate model for a limited number of drugs. The objective is simple: verify that discounts are actually going where they're supposed to before the money changes hands. It is the kind of accountability lawmakers should have demanded years ago. Corporate hospital systems have long treated 340B like their own private ATM. While families struggle to afford healthcare and prescription drugs, many large hospitals have enjoyed enormous profits from discounted medicines with remarkably little transparency into whether those savings are reaching the vulnerable patients the program was created to serve. The administration notes that the program has exploded into roughly $100 billion in discounted drug purchases annually and now includes thousands of covered entities, many of them sprawling academic medical centers and integrated health systems far removed from the program's original vision. This isn't what Congress had in mind. 340B was created to stretch scarce healthcare resources, not to create another lucrative revenue stream for billion-dollar hospital systems with armies of lobbyists defending the status quo. And it gets worse. Programs with weak oversight don't just invite waste, they invite fraud. Prosecutors recently convicted a Haitian national living in Florida for using the 340B program like a piggy bank to the tune of $58 million to bankroll a life of luxury, including a fleet of top-end cars, a mansion near Miami, and a slate of investment properties. Brazen fraud like this reminds us that when government programs move enormous amounts of money with inadequate safeguards, bad actors will inevitably try to cash in. The people who lose are the patients the program was supposed to help. Unlike previous administrations, the current one isn't pretending these problems don't exist. It's confronting them head-on. The administration's rebate pilot acknowledges years of concerns from Congress, the Government Accountability Office, and the HHS Office of Inspector General about duplicate discounts, increasingly complex contracting arrangements, and the growing challenge of ensuring program integrity as 340B has expanded. The new pilot is designed to bring greater transparency, verify eligibility through claims data, and reduce opportunities for improper payments before they occur, not months or years later after the money is already gone. Opponents will claim that reforms like these somehow threaten the safety net and raise costs on providers. Ignore their cries that the sky is falling. Research shows that a rebate model is unlikely to hurt patients. What it will do is inject common sense into the 340B program while allowing regulators to evaluate whether stronger oversight improves transparency and protects the program's integrity. More importantly, it asks a reasonable question. If taxpayers are subsidizing billions of dollars in drug discounts, shouldn't someone verify that the savings are actually going to patients, as intended? The choice is simple. We can ignore a program that's being abused by entrenched interests and exploited by criminals. Or we can support reforms that replace blind trust with real oversight and restore the principle that government programs should serve the people they were created to help. President Trump has made his choice. He and his administration deserve thanks for putting patients ahead of big hospital profits.